can just hear him a little bit. So,
oh my gosh, she's still here. Brother, I'm recording.
We're back.
That's amazing. You thought you could get rid of us.
But we're back. Oh, man. This takes me back to earlier in the semester when we first started all this.
I know. Whenever we take time off. I know.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe it. It has been a while. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's been quite a bit. I just pulled up the software that we use to record our podcast, which is Riverside, and I saw the video clips of the boys and I for our recording a couple weeks ago, and I had forgotten it. These last few weeks have been absolutely 100%, maybe 125% insane.
Absolutely. I agree. Insane.
But we're here. Some of us may be in a precarious sitting situation right now, trying to balance everything. And one may have all kinds of things open on the desk, trying to work on a million projects at one time. But we are here and we're excited to get together and to chat. I think today is going to be more of a chat than anything else, to just kind of update everyone on where we're at and where we're headed. And honestly, I haven't seen you, Nikki, so hi.
Hi.
I mean, it's just been quick passing. Really, I feel like it's been at least a month since I've really gotten the chance to look you in the face and really talk to you. It has been absolutely insane on both of our ends.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned a little bit about what I have going on. So I am stepping out of the classroom full time, and I will be teaching adjunct next semester. For those of you who don't know, adjunct isn't really considered part time. It's more like a freelance position for teaching, if you want to look at it that way. You just kind of fill in some gaps on a semester basis. And so that's what I'm going to do next semester. I am still teaching quite a bit. I'm just brought it down to a couple of days a week. And then I am starting a virtual assistant company on the side. I'm using our Simple Tech name, and Nikki was okay with doing this. And if she ever wanted to do the same, she's welcome to join in and we can both have services that way. At this point, that's not something that she needs to do or is wanting to do, but that is an opportunity for her if she ever wants to provide her own services in that way. I have been working on my portfolio for the last couple of days, and it has been so much fun to sit and get to be creative. And so this afternoon, once I finish my actual work, I plan on working on that some more and then getting out there for the public. So if you or someone you know is in need of a virtual assistant, please let me know. I will say I'm a little bit not intimidated. I don't know. I feel bad putting the prices out there for people. Because I look at it and I think, am I really worth that? But knowing 100%. That somebody is saving in having to pay for a full-time employee.
Right.
I can be accustomed to what you actually need done, and you're not just paying somebody to sit in the office for hours on end without something to do. And, you know, it's an interesting thing to be in as somebody who doesn't like to put herself out there, ask for help or whatever. It's been really interesting for me to reach out and say, hey, would you give a testimonial? Hey, what do you think the price should be? Whatever. So I'm going based off of the training that I'm going on, what they said the pricing should be. And if I went any lower, they say you need to reconsider your value. So basically go back to the drawing board and raise up your prices. So I kept it within the range that they said. I would like to, and I plan on doing this, give a discount to educators and to people in ministry. That is a burden for myself, and that's something that I would like to be able to provide for teachers and pastors or people who work in ministry. However, you know, it's not always necessarily a pastor reaching out for that, but that is something that I feel burdened to do, to help a missionary with their newsletter that they send out or whatever. So if you know anybody in need of that, let me know. But my portfolio will be going live here very soon. I've been working on a Facebook page. I eventually will do an Instagram, but you know, first things first, I wanted to get the portfolio done. The Facebook page, if any of you are interested in looking for it, it is Simple Tech Virtual Assistant is what it is called. And I kept it without my name in it so that, again, if anybody else wanted to join in, Nikki, or if we ended up doing some subcontracting at some point, then we could easily adjust that to more than one person who is working with that part of our company. So that's what I've been working on behind the scenes, along with wrapping things up, moving everything out of my office at work. It's so, so different to be in this mindset, but I am very excited for the future. And I'm excited to get to help a lot of different types of people. So again, think of me if you are looking for some help. I'm really kind of focused on the creative side of it. I think I've been so into like the business documents and things, which I can do, but I just want to have fun with it. And I want to be creative. So I can do all kinds of things, but my heart at this moment in time is really on the creative part of it. So if you need somebody to run your social media, hit me up. Let me know. All right, Nikki. So you've been a little MIA. Do you want to talk to us about some things going on in your life?
Yeah. I am also, Tina said on her last video that she posted that we're both going through some very big life changes. So I'm also stepping down from teaching at the college. I love teaching so much, but I'm so excited for a new adventure, a new step. And at the beginning of the video, Tina talked about one of us sitting in a weird situation. That is because
I didn't want to give it away.
The past couple of weeks, I've been moving out of my house. I'm moving to a new state, taking a brand new job, doing something completely different I've never done before. I'll talk about that more in a minute. So I'm currently sitting on storage bins. I have my knees propped up and I'm just holding on for dear life. So that way we can record this video and give an update. So life has been a little crazy. My sister just graduated from college, so I had all my family down here and they helped me move everything, and my house is pretty empty. So it's a lot going on. And then I'm transitioning to moving to a new state, and I'm going to be taking an administrative role in a school. So stepping down from teaching and looking at the admin side of things, which is something so different that I've ever done before. Tina said that she's so excited to focus on the creative side of technology and all of that, which I love so much. And then my brain is transitioning to thinking about implementing different technologies in this school and trying to find ways that teachers can use technology in their classrooms, just thinking through different avenues of helping these instructors, which is something that I've never really thought about either, because in our classrooms, we try to implement the technology that we use and we try to use it the best way that we possibly can. And I haven't really thought of preparing stuff for other teachers to use and giving them ideas to use inside their classrooms.
Right.
And it's a K through 12 school, and I've never been in K through, I mean, obviously I went to high school, but I've never worked, been in that setting in a long time. I've been just at the college for the past couple of years. So it's very different. It's something that I haven't really thought about. And so thinking through little things like how many Chromebooks do I need to buy for the students and what do I want to put on the Chromebooks? And then also thinking through how to market the school, just doing different things that we could do that I haven't thought of. And it's a lot to think of at one time. Right. I like went to visit the school that I'll be working at. And when I came back, I just wanted to brainstorm all of these ideas of different things that I could do. And I wanted to do them right now. Like, what can we implement right now? And then I had to like step back. And it's like, okay, you need to just chill because you can't implement every single idea that you possibly are thinking of right at this moment. The school year isn't even over and I'm not working until the next school year. So I have time to think through things. But when you get so excited, you just want to do it all right now. So I've been I've been brainstorming through some of those things in the midst of moving and just so much stuff is happening. And then I haven't even been to the school to unpack my desk. I haven't done any of that. Just so many things that I have to do. But it is such a big transition. It's something so different that I've never done before ever. But I'm so excited to do something completely like crazy. I don't know why I think it's so crazy, but I do. I think it's so crazy. It's just so wild, but it's going to be so exciting and so fun. So I'm excited. Just a lot of big life changes happening.
It is so exciting, and it is scary, and it's a huge deal to just stop what you know and then completely move yourself. You know, I did that 10 years ago coming back to teach, and it was thrilling and exciting and scary. And I don't think I slept for months and months and months. And it was a job that I had done before I was coming back into after, you know, several years being away. And then now, you know, even just transitioning, I'm not planning to move. I'm still in the same place. You'll see the same background behind me. Nikki's packing up her house and moving, and it is so hard to stay professional and do the things you need to do when you have such big things going on. So right. It is exciting and it's scary, and it's, I think it's fun to have purpose. Mm-hmm. I enjoy having something to mull over in my brain and to kind of think through. And I think that's such an exciting time of life to be in.
Right. I think it's going to give us both different perspectives on what we've been doing. So you're going to be working with the creative side and building all of these amazing things for people. And then I'm going to be working on the technical side of trying to like implement all of these things. And I think it's going to be such a good balance. I think it'll be so good for conversation. We're going to have so many different avenues of stories of things that we've seen, things that we've worked through, and then how we can better help in each of our different directions. I think it's fantastic.
So in one of the classes that I teach education students who are going to be going out and teaching K through 12. And we talk about, and one of the scenarios that I give them for their final exam is I give them the scenario of, you know, they're in this school, they have a school administrator who's trying to figure out, you know, how do I get everybody on board with these Chromebooks that I'm rolling out, and specifically as Chromebooks. You know, we have a whole group of teachers who are panicking because it's something they say they don't have time to learn. Anyway, in this scenario, I give them basically what you're saying you're doing. I give them the scenario and say, based on what you've learned in this class, what advice would you give to somebody who's having to make all those changes, and then to the group who might be nervous about being the ones who now need to implement it because they've never had to do this before. They never had these resources before, and it seems daunting. And I would, if I were a betting person, I would probably put money on it that you're going to find a little bit of resistance from people saying, this is what I've done forever, and this is all that I need to do. It's been working fine for me, and that's all I want to do. And so, you know, what's your response to that? And I can't say that there's like one answer that covers all of that situation. It truly is you needing to know the people and all that stuff. Right. But what I try to get the students to understand is you don't have to fix it all right away. Figure out, first of all, what your need is. And then go from there and start with what you know and build from there. So likely, and I'm not saying this about the school you're going to at all. I don't know the situation or the people or whatever, but just as general conversation, you know, you get this opportunity, you have this new technology that you're trying to implement, and maybe you're an administrator and you're trying to get your people to use it. And maybe you're the teacher saying, I don't have time to do that. I barely have time to do the things that I do. But you have to be able to keep up with the times. And that's just the way that it is. You don't have to always have the newest and the shiniest technology, but there's no way for us to keep it out of our classrooms 100%. And there are guidelines that have to be followed. If you're trying to keep up with the state standards, you have to be able to show, yes, look, this is how we're doing this. So you find the need, and then you do just a little bit. Start with a little bit and then go from there. And so it'll be interesting on my end, and not that she, just a side note, we will keep things confidential we will not hash out all the things and take what we do from the virtual assistant side or from the administrative side and air all the laundry across our podcast.
No,
we are teachers and we're used to being able to take situations and change them into a hypothetical type situation. We don't come on here and talk about specific things. We definitely know how to change it up so that it is, you know, a hypothetical thing, but it's going to be interesting for me to see you go through that real life scenario that I've been asking my students all this time, because I know the response that I'm expecting from them. And it'll be interesting to see how that works for you as a real life scenario from what I used in my exam.
Yeah.
I should give you that exam.
That would be fantastic. I'm telling everyone, whatever resources, I will take every single thing that anybody has. Just, I think it's so good to just have a culmination of different things, and then you get to pick and choose what you want to implement and what you don't. But I mean, ideas, they're fantastic. It doesn't matter what direction they come in. Sometimes you don't know all that technology can do for you until somebody comes in that's experienced it or that's used it. And then you're like, hey, it could do this, or you could use this in your classroom. Not saying you have to do this and I want you to do this and force them to implement things, but it can do this. And if you want to, then go ahead and do it. And sometimes people just don't know. For example, over this past week, I said my sister graduated from college. So my whole entire family was here visiting for their graduation. And my mom, she works at a tax company and she was doing payrolls. And I was watching her do payrolls one day and she was doing calculations, like the mathematical calculations for the hours that they worked down to like the minutes and how much they earned for that. She was doing the math for it. And I was like, did you know that Excel can do all of that for you? And she was like, well, I know it can, but I don't know how to set it up in order to make it do it. And so we took her payroll spreadsheet and I put in the calculations for Excel to calculate all of the money for you. And I said, all you have to do now is just type in their time in and then type in their time out. And then this cell right here will give you all of the calculations for you. And so we did it. And she typed in, they clocked in at 8 a.m. They left at 4:02 p.m. And then the next cell gave the exact hours and gave the money that they got because of it. And she was just like, baffled. She had absolutely no idea that you could do that. So sometimes you just don't know what technology can do for you until somebody comes along and says, hey, you know, we could do something just a little different, and then you can get a result from it. I think it's so great and I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. Oh, I didn't know that did that. And the thing with tech, especially right now, I feel like it's changing so quickly that it's hard to even keep up with what they all do. I open stuff up and like, I never did that before, but great. So, you know, everybody has a different experience with that. And it's so much fun to see how everybody uses it all. It's just so exciting. It's so exciting.
It is. And it's so exciting learning new things. I'm so excited for Tina and I are going to be watching a Canva seminar in a few days. And I am so excited to see what's new that's coming out to help us implement it in the different fields that we're going in now. I'm so excited to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nikki, so I'm going to throw some education tech terms out there for you and see if you know what they are. This is just see if you know what some of these, I call them buzzwords in my class. We'll see. We'll see if you know.
This is going to be embarrassing. I don't know ed tech.
Well, you know, we gotta start somewhere. So,
oh goodness, I hope my school doesn't see this.
You might know it, and you can always edit this out if it doesn't go well. So we'll see.
Okay, perfect.
I'm gonna keep it pretty simple. I'm trying to think of some that we see. So, do you know if I were to say the term BYOD? We are a BYOD school. Do you know what that is?
Bring your own device.
Bring your own device, which has, you know, some pros and cons to that for sure.
Yeah.
Pro is the school's not having to supply it. The con is the teacher needs to be able to work with all of the different devices. And so those are just two big ones that come to mind. There are other things in between there, but BYOD. So you could have a BYOD day, BYOD class. You could have a BYOD school. Some other ones that we talk about, you're going to know these: augmented reality and virtual reality.
Yes. We talked about this in a different podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. I was going to say, I know this.
We'll see if she remembers. Yeah. So augmented reality, technically, and these terms are used interchangeably a lot, but augmented reality is you being in your atmosphere, but you're adding a layer of something to it. I think like a filter on social media, that's kind of like an augmented reality. You're in your room, but it feels like something else is there as well. So the example I always use in class is you see these people with these filters and these, you know, huge eyelashes on, or like the sparkles everywhere. You see them in their real room. They don't have sparkles just following them everywhere they go. I've never met a person like that. Anyway, so that's just augmented reality. And you can use that in education to make it look like things are in your room that aren't necessarily there. So that's pretty cool. Virtual reality is similar to that. And a lot of times I see them used interchangeably, but that's where you stay in the same spot, but it makes you feel like you have traveled to a whole different world. So that's where we see the headsets and things where you put those on and it feels like you're on that roller coaster. It feels like you're floating around in space or, you know, swimming under in the sea with the whatever. So those are two that are seen a lot. I'm trying to think back to my grad classes of these big words. One of the things that comes up a ton is gamification. And I always thought that gamification was simply just playing games all the time. And I found out that gamification and game-based learning are two different things. And again, this is one of those times where people use the terms interchangeably. But I love the idea of gamification. And this is just where you add a gaming element to something that you're likely going to be doing anyway. And the example I give of this is like Starbucks, where you scan the app because you know that you're going to get stars, which is incentive because eventually you might get something free. And so people go purchase Starbucks because of the app, because they've made it into like a game. And so you can bring gamification into your classroom by using some sort of incentive. And I'm thinking of some of the websites that they use for kids for their games. When I was talking with the boys the other day, they were talking about some where, if you answer the questions right, you get to earn this, and then you get to change your background and you get to do whatever. So the kids are giving the responses, but they are, you know, trying to build their little avatars. Class Dojo, I know, does some of that, where they give incentives for, you know, behavior or for, I don't know all the different things, but gamification can be built in. And then the game-based learning, those are the actual education games that you can play. And sometimes they go hand in hand, but I love the idea of gamification, of making things fun and making your classroom come to life for your students. I think is absolutely fantastic. And for your teachers as well. So a lot of fun. Let's switch into our I Spy AI segment. Okay, so this one I have not talked to Nikki about beforehand. Nikki, have you seen the AI at the drive-thrus now?
No.
Like, you go through a drive-thru for fast food, and I have not seen this, but I have seen some videos on social media where people are going through a drive-thru, and it's AI asking them for their order. So you know how frustrating it is to make a phone call, and you're trying to talk to just this automated thing, and you're trying to talk to them? I hate doing that. I always switch it over to where I can punch the buttons if I can. Yeah, the drive-thru now is AI. It's automated. And so they're trying to use that there. And I have not seen it in real life. If you have, please comment. Let us know if it actually worked out or not. I have not seen it, but be watching for it because it is out there. I've seen it with a few different restaurants. I'm trying to think if it was Wendy's that I saw somebody post about, and then somewhere else. I believe it was two different ones that I saw. And that's just so interesting to me. I don't know how I would.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know. Whenever I get you're talking about the phone calls, whenever I get an automated, as soon as I hear that it's a robot, I'm a horrible person. Don't follow my lead. But as soon as I hear that it's a robot, I'm like, talk to a representative.
I just don't want to talk to anybody. So I like it because usually you can, you know, it'll say yes or say no, and usually whatever the first option is, you can hit one. And then the second option, usually you can hit two. So that's usually my realm of it, or the way that I try to go about that. But yeah, I just thought, ooh, this will be fun for us to talk about on the podcast. So I'm so curious. If any of you have seen an AI drive-through, let us know. And if AI pops up anywhere that you're not expecting it, please let us know. We try to keep up with those things, but I've been trying to make myself stay off of social media as much as possible because I have things to do. I have a lot going on and I just don't have time to scroll. So keep us in the loop if you see it. I'd love to hear about it.
Or if you've done it before, please let me know. I want to see how that worked. Hopefully it worked well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you went through a place and you had that, that's so fun. Let's talk about a tech tip so good it'll make you flip your chair. Our tech tip this week has to do with Canva. And as Nikki said earlier, we are going to be watching Canva's new releases and things. They're having a big to-do later this week. I can't remember what it's called, but it's very exciting. And they let you watch this for free and join in. So I think this will be great for us to be able to join in virtually and see what's going on there. I will say too, Canva for a while there was a little glitchy for me. And whatever updates they've done seem to be working a lot better. So I do appreciate that. And I love using things that are constantly making themselves better. That's how I strive to be in my own life. And that's what I love when I'm working with something that if I'm going to invest my time, invest my resources, invest my money, I want to see that they're constantly getting better. So I'm excited to see what they're rolling out. One of the things, though, that as I've been working with it over the last few months, I was taking the time to line everything up just perfectly. And I actually came across this shortcut probably about a month and a half to 2 months ago. Did you know there is a tidy up feature in Canva? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? We have the opportunity for Tech Tip of the Week. This is the 13th one that we've done. And Nikki never told me about that. And I've had it in my back pocket because I was going to do a video about it. And I just haven't had a chance to yet. I have a lot of things recorded. I just haven't edited a lot of things. So I have one ready to go. And yeah, you can just hit the little tidy up button and it lines everything up perfectly for you. And it's such a time saver. And I did not know that. So Nikki knew that. If anybody else out there didn't know that, let me know so I at least feel better of my tech tip of this week. Don't try to worry about lining everything up. Use the tidy up button and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It gets it
Nikki's
all
over here saying, all right, Tina, you're wasting my time. I could have actually learned something today. I could have learned something.
No, that's perfect. I figured that out when I was creating one of our shorts and I was trying to get everything spaced evenly and it was just a mess. And then I went to that section of buttons and it has horizontal spacing, vertical spacing, the tidy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why did I not know this? Mm-hmm. But I thought everyone else already knew it. So I wasn't going to out myself. I didn't want to out myself and make it look like I didn't know how to work Canva. So I just, you know, kept it in the back of my head. And didn't say a word.
Okay, so I understand. Well, I had not clicked around and found that. I was just doing it manually all throughout. So if any of the rest of you are feeling like you should know, but you don't, now you do know for sure. And there you go. You can pretend like you've known it all along.